I want you to take your Bible tonight and turn to Psalm 78. I've got something on my heart. I've had it on my heart since yesterday. I want to share with you tonight. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world that only God can straighten out. There's things going on in Bloomingdale that only God can straighten out. And I pray tonight that we'll be able to say something that'll be a blessing. We're going to be in Psalm 78. I'm not going to read the whole chapter to start with. We'll be in a lot of it. It's a lengthy chapter. But I want to, begin reading tonight in verse number 7. We'll begin in verse number 7. The Bible said that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. How many believes a lot of people in America have forgotten where blessings come from and forgotten why that America has been a success? Amen. The Bible said here, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and they refused to walk in His law, and they forgat His works. That's two times already the word forget or some form has been mentioned, and His wonders that He had showed them. Marvelous things did He in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and He made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also He led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as of out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sin yet more against Him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, this is our text tonight, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, He smote the rock that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can He give bread also? Can He provide flesh for His people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in His salvation. Let's pray for a moment tonight, and I want to try to bring a message entitled, Changing Can God to God Can. Changing Can God to God Can. I believe that if we're not careful at times, we wonder. Amen. I was sitting there, Brother Jason, while the prayer requests were going on, thinking about the hostages. Humanly speaking, there's no hope for them. But God can. I mean, He's confused the enemy before to where they started killing each other. You know what I mean? Humanly speaking, there's no hope for those people that are in Gaza right now. But I want you to know where there's a God, there's hope. Amen. And we shouldn't give up hope. We should pray and pray for them and pray for the people of Israel. And you might not like what I'm going to say, but I hope you already know this. There's a difference in many ways between the Palestinian people and Hamas that's running the show there. Amen? Now, I know they have an ideology, and if they lean towards it, I got nothing for them. But if they'd like to be liberated, I could pray for them. Amen? That they could see the light. and see, beloved, the terror that this group is bringing upon the world. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God, and thank you, Lord, tonight for loving us, and thank you for, Lord, this country that we live in. I pray, God, that we would ever stand with your people, Israel. Lord, I pray tonight that you would help the people, even in our country, in the streets, in some of our cities, Lord, that hate Israel. Would you help them, God, tonight? Lord, if they're beyond help, then, Lord, would you help us as a country to understand that, our Father, and move forward, Lord, in your will. I pray tonight, Lord, in the message, God, that you'd speak to our hearts. Help us, we pray. God, will give you glory in Jesus' name. All that God's young and said, amen. Psalm chapter 78. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? I want to say tonight, he can, and he did, and he will. That's why David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I once was young, now I'm old. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's seed a begging bread. I like the promises of God where he said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I like Psalm 23, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's three words I want to share with you tonight that God put in my heart. The first word is the word remembering. Remembering. I believe if we could remember that tonight, we can change that can God, that question, to God can, to a statement, amen, of faith. The Bible teaches us several things here in the text, and I hope tonight I can make it plain and clear, that it'll be a blessing to you the way it has been to me. And number one tonight, we need to remember his word. Look what the Bible said in Psalm chapter 78 and verse number 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. You know, when you read the Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You read about things that Jesus did and things that God did for the children of Israel in the Old Testament. And we can be encouraged as we read his word. The Bible said he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church. Amen. And so we can take that question mark with God and turn it around. But we've got to remember his word. I thank God tonight for his word. Don't you? I believe it's important that we stay in his word. If you look down in verse number 10 and verse number 11, the Bible said they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law, and they forgot his works. I believe it's a dangerous thing tonight to forget. When you forget, then you begin, beloved, to wonder, is God doing anything? Can God do anything? But tonight, if we'll remember, I believe God will help us along the way. Not only do we need to remember his word tonight, but we need to remember his works. Look in verse number 4. The Bible said, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. In verse number 7, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. There's one thing I want to give you tonight that sometimes I think we forget when we're studying the Bible. You can look at the children of Israel and the Word of God. God knew that they were frail. He knew that they were weak. He knew that they were but flesh. But let me give you a major difference in what's going on in the Old Testament in the wilderness versus where you and I are today. And that difference is this. They didn't have the Holy Ghost living inside of them. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm telling you, beloved, listen, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. And yet if we're not careful, we'll begin to forget. We'll dwell on the problem rather than the problem solver. Amen. And the problem gets big and our God gets little. That's the way the flesh operates. Amen. But faith is just the other way around. I like the song the children sing. God is bigger than any problem than we can or cannot see. He's able, amen, to do exceeding abundantly above. Remember His works. Look at verse 12 down through verse number 16 here. The Bible said, marvelous things did He in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea. How do you forget that? Well, I'm telling you, can't you just look back a little ways and say, God, if You're big enough to make a wall of water on that side and a wall of water on that side and dry land in the middle and deliver us from Pharaoh and his army, then God, You're big enough to do anything. You know, I just want to stop tonight. I want to save it for later. But if He's big enough to come down where you and I live and convince us that we're hell-bound sinners and save our never-dying soul, I tell you, if we can just remember that, He can do anything, amen, that we need Him to do tonight. So we need to remember His works. The Bible said here, marvelous things did He in the sight of their fathers. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. Is there anybody here tonight that could say, Pastor, He's done some marvelous things for me, for my family, amen? Well, you know what the devil wants you to do? He wants you to bury them in the bottom of the drawer. God wants you to get them out and put them on top of the desk, amen? And realize, beloved, I ate me a few peanut butter crackers today. And realize that they were, I believe, the Ritz brand. I think they got butter in them. Amen. That's what I tasted anyway. Amen. And it was good. The peanut butter was good. But there's people in this world that give anything to have those five clean peanut butter crackers that I ate today. Amen. I'm just telling you, sometimes, beloved, we're spoiled so rotten, we forget to thank God for the little things in life. A good cold glass of water, amen. When in a lot of places, you'll see on Sunday morning, I asked Brother Adam last night, you'll see a slide where there's a dry riverbed that looks like it's a half a mile wide. And there's a hole that looks like a bomb fell in the middle of that dry riverbed. And those people in Africa has got jugs taped to the end of a stick, and they dip down in that hole below that riverbed, and that's how they're pulling their water out of there, amen, a jug at a time, or maybe a half a jug at a time. But I'm telling you tonight, God's been good to us, and He wants us to remember His works. The Bible said He divided the sea. He caused them to pass through. He made the waters to stand up as a heap. I don't know. I've often wondered, you know, these guys that's got these fancy fishing boats. I wish Brother Gary was here. I'm talking about Musselman, amen. He's a big fisherman. Him and Carrie loves to go fishing. They got fish finders on them. I wonder, brother, if they walked through there and looked over there and if they could see the fish in that wall, amen. I don't know. I really don't know, amen. But you know, they might have. They got glass-bottom boats in Florida that you can ride around in, look down through the bottom and see the fish below you there. I'm just telling you, these people had seen God work, and yet they're forgetting the works of God and coming to a place in their life and saying, God can do it. They're come to a place where they say, we wonder, can God do it again? The Bible said in the daytime He led them with a cloud, all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink. I mean, what would you think tonight? What would you think if somebody like Moses tonight, he ain't got nothing to drink, and God tells Moses to smite the rock? And the Word of God said right here, beloved, listen, I've often wondered about it, but the Word of God said it was like a river coming out of that rock. Ain't that what it said? I mean, it wasn't no little spring coming out of the rock. It was like a river. What would you think? Would you not think, beloved, listen, if God can tell a man to smite a rock and bring a river out of it, that He can do anything that needs to be done? But yet, beloved, they questioned God and said, can God? I believe if we're going to change that can God to God can, we need to remember His works. Then the Bible said in verse number 16, He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. Look at verse number 20. The Bible said, behold, He smote the rock.
that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed? Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? It doesn't make sense to me for you and I to ask the question, can God? What we ought to do is look at the Word of God and look at what God's already done in our life and say, God can. God can do what needs to be done. Look at verse number 42 with me for just a minute. The Bible said here, they remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. Beloved, there was a day when the enemy thought he had me. Miss Debbie, there was a day when the enemy thought he had you. There was a day when the enemy thought he had Jesus. Say amen. But I'm going to tell you, beloved water, remember that day that somebody bigger than the enemy come along, amen, and said, loose him and let him go, amen. I'm thank God tonight. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. You and I that are saved tonight can go back to that time, go back to that place, whether we were young or old or somewhere in between. And there's a day in our life, if we've been born again, when God snatched us from the jaws of the enemy. Amen. The lion thought he had us, but thank God tonight for the deliverance that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to remember his works. And then let me give you this tonight. We ought to remember his ways. The Bible said in Isaiah 55, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways, and his thoughts higher than our thoughts. I want to give you some things here tonight. I believe that might be a blessing. We need to remember, number one, his ways in the way of wrath. Look at verse 20 down through verse number 22. I believe there's a lot of people in pulpits in America that's only preaching one side of the God that we serve. They're not preaching the whole counsel of God. If all you ever get is grace and mercy and love, beloved, that's not all of what our God's all about. Amen. The Word of God said here in verse number 20, he said, behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Look at verse 21. Therefore the Lord heard this. By the way, he hears everything. Amen. Amen. And by the way, we don't even have to say it. How many times did Jesus, the Word of God, say he knew what was in their hearts? Amen. Whether it was talking about his disciples, whether it's talking about the Sadducees, whether it's talking about the Pharisees, he already knew what was in their heart. He heard this. The Bible said he was wroth. That word means angry. Amen. I'm telling you, there's such a thing as a righteous anger. Amen. And our God is good at that. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel. Why? Because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. They were the apple of his eye. And it angered God that he had done so much, so much, so much for them. And they could not remember what God had done. Amen. They were just living in the now and now and never remembering what God had done, that he could do it again in the future. Look at verse 30 down through verse 33. The Bible said they were estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all of this they sinned still and believed not for his wondrous works. I think back in our country about 9/11, and I'm telling you, it looked like there was some hope for a week or two. People on television encouraging others to pray. Amen. People that you would have never thought about encouraging others to pray. And then it seemed like folks just went right back to their corner, went to bickering and fighting again. Amen. I want you to know tonight, beloved, God wants to help us as a country. I'm afraid of what it might take, amen, to get us to be Americans again. Amen. And drop all the rest of the mess, amen, and just be God-fearing Americans again. The Word of God talks about his wrath It's a way that is a way of God. Look at this same chapter 78 and verse 56. The Bible said, "Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not His testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked Him to anger with their high places and moved Him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, He was wroth," there's that word again, "and greatly abhorred Israel, so that He forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which He placed among them, and delivered His strength into captivity and His glory into the enemy's hand. He gave people over also under the sword and was wroth with His inheritance." You think America can't go through that? I'm going to tell you something tonight. Oh, yes, we can. Amen. Now, I don't know how many times God used the heathen people in the world, amen, to judge His people, because His people wouldn't wake up and wouldn't remember the works of God and remember the ways of God. And then I want to give you this tonight. Thank God tonight there is another side of that coin. Not only in His ways is it a way of wrath, but thank God there's a way of mercy. Look, if you will, please, at chapter 78 and verse number 37, the Word of God. Let me back up to verse 36. "Nevertheless, they did flatter Him with their mouth, and they lied unto Him with their tongues, for their heart was not right with Him." I want to ask you something. You've been saved any amount of time? Have you ever sat right in the house of God with the right Bible in your lap and singing the right songs, and you was dressed right? Amen. You was right on time for church. You was right on time for whatever was going on. Have you ever sat there when everything was right except your heart? Would somebody say amen tonight? I'm telling you, beloved, God had not just wondered about the outside to be right, wanting the outside to be right, but He wants that heart to be right. Amen. I tell you that I was praying this morning, and I had an easier time praying this morning than I did yesterday morning. Yesterday morning, I mean, I'm just honest when I talk to the Lord. I said, "Lord, I sure am having a difficult time glorying in this infirmity." Amen. You say, "Pastor, where'd you get that in the Bible?" Apostle Paul. He said, "Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." I told the Lord, I said, "Lord, I'm having a hard time this morning." Now, yesterday morning, there wasn't no tears when I was talking to Him. But this morning, oh, hallelujah, He broke my heart. I said, "God, if I had to hurt the rest of my days, it would pale in comparison to what happened on an old rugged cross, that I could make heaven my home." You say, "Pastor, what happened?" God helped me to remember and put in perspective. Amen. Put in perspective what's going on. I know tonight you always get it right, but I don't. Amen. Sometimes I get the mully grubs. Say amen. And most of that's because I'm not able to do what I want to do in my heart. Amen. But we get the mully grubs, but we've got to remember our God's on time every time. He makes no mistakes. Amen. I thank the Lord tonight that He doesn't. Amen. Beloved, the Bible's talking about His mercy here. Let me show you. Their heart was not right. Neither were they steadfast in His covenant. I love this word in the Bible. But He, being full of compassion. Boy, ain't that good. I mean, He's glad we serve a God tonight that's just plumb full of compassion. Yes, He's a God that gets angry, and a God that's angry with the wicked. The Word of God said every day. I want to say this. What they did in Israel over the weekend was wicked. Wicked. What they did to the women, what they did to the babies. I'm telling you, beloved, defenseless. It was wicked. Amen. God said here tonight, He being full of compassion, He forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh. Little boy went home and he asked his daddy. He said, "Daddy, what's but flesh?" He said, "Son, what do you mean?" He said, "Well, the preacher was preaching today about but flesh." He said, "What is that?" Amen. That's what you and I are made out of. Amen. And God knows that. He knows that we're frail. He knows that we're weak. The Bible said, how oft did he provoke him? Verse 39, he did not stir up all of his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How oft did he provoke him? Did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, you see, you and I have the Holy Ghost in us, and we still grieve him at times, do we not? Amen. I tell you tonight, I wonder how many of us would never even be here tonight if it wasn't for the compassion that God has, amen, for us. How oft did they provoke him? The word of God said in the wilderness, and grieve him in the desert. Yea, they turned back and tempted God. I notice what happens. They limited the Holy One of Israel. Beloved, when you and I are saying, can God, instead of God can, we're limiting the Holy One of Israel. That's what the Word of God's teaching here. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from his hand. If you have your Bibles, I want to just give you a verse of Scripture before we move on tonight. I'm about done. I want you to go to the book of Habakkuk. Years ago, some of these books of the Bible, I didn't know how to pronounce them. And not a real educated man. Years ago, I called him Habakkuk. I don't know. Just get over there. Amen. If you have a Scopeville Bible, it's page 957. I just helped some of you. Amen. And minor prophets, I don't know about you. There have been times I had to look at the table of contents to find, because I'd go right by it, Brother Rick, one way, go right by it the other way. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse number 1. A prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, upon Shigionoth. Beloved, I wanted to read that verse because I believe this ought to be our prayer tonight. America's in trouble. We're not just in trouble with terrorists. We're in trouble with God. I want you to see something tonight. He said, "O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid." We need a good old-fashioned revival of the fear of the Lord, don't we? Amen. "I heard thy speech and was afraid." He said, "O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known." Then he said this. We ought to incorporate this into our prayer life. In wrath, remember mercy. In wrath, remember mercy. We can change "can God" to "God can." The first requirement is remembering. The second requirement is repenting. Repenting. I'm going to tell you tonight, I read something in one of the devotions that we are doing with some of our young people. I read something that I had never heard before. And this is what I read. It's okay to ask God questions, but it's not okay to question God. There's a huge difference between asking God questions and questioning God. And with these people that said, "Can God?" they were questioning God. God had already done all these marvelous works in their life, and yet they were questioning whether or not he could do what needed to be done in that hour. I'll tell you tonight, Jesus from the cross cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" There's nothing wrong with asking God questions. Now, you need to be content if you don't get an answer. Or let me say this, you may get an answer you don't like. Amen. But God maketh no mistake. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Repenting. You say, Pastor, what would cause us to repent? Well, I believe, number one, the goodness of God. The Bible said the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. You know, tonight, I believe it'd change your life if you just get in your prayer closet and before you ask God for anything, begin to thank Him for what He's already done. Amen. He's already done in our heart and in our life. And then the Bible said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So, beloved, when I'm questioning God and I'm saying, can God, then, beloved, I'm sinning. Amen. A lot of people don't understand that, but that's what the Scripture teaches. The Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God, for we must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So there needs to be, if they're going to change that can God to God can, a remembering. But there needs to be a repentance, a repenting, coming to a place. I'm glad to listen. I know what that's like. I'm glad I know what it's like to say, God, I'm sorry. I'm glad I know what it's like to say to another Christian, I'm sorry. I'm glad I know what it's like to say to my wife and my children, I'm sorry. I say this tonight. If you're living, you'll have to say that somewhere along the way, because you're not going to get everything just right. Amen. You're not Jesus. You're one of His, but you're not Jesus. So there's the repenting. There's that turning. Amen. And they need to not only remember, and they not only to repent, but they need to return. We need that whenever we're questioning God. Look what the Bible said in verse 34 and 35. When He slew them, then they sought Him. That kind of looks like 9-11 a little bit, don't it? Amen. Then they sought Him. You've read your Old Testament. You know that they'd sin and God would judge and they'd straighten up. They'd sin, God would judge. Is that not the whole story? I mean, just all the way through. They'd sin, God would judge, they'd straighten up. Well, when they straighten up, that's repentance. They're turning from that way. And I believe tonight it's important to return to that place of blessing. When He slew them, they sought Him, and they returned and inquired early after God. And they remembered that God was their rock and the high God, their Redeemer. I say this to you tonight. The world's a rocking and a reeling. We don't know what's coming next. Amen. It'd be good for you and I to remember God is our rock. He's our Redeemer. Amen. And He's going to be with us through it all. And even in their returning, it was half-hearted, because the next verse said, nevertheless, they did flatter Him with their mouth, and they lied unto Him with their tongues. I pray tonight that we can change that can God to God can. God's been working in my family. I'm grateful for that. Amen. I'm telling you, I am thrilled to death. I'm excited. You say, Pastor, why? Because Sunday's coming? Yeah, but just about as much because Sawyer's coming. Amen. Sawyer's coming Friday. Amen. I'll get to see him and Olivia and Charity. And I'm looking forward to it. Bob was going to get to come, but work has required him to stay down there. Now, don't tell him I said this, but I would have looked forward to seeing him too. I'd already actually made plans. Amen. But I thank God tonight for my family. What the Lord's doing in my family. Changing can God. You know, tonight, we, a little while back, exposed what's in our heart. And that's going to grow concerning the community and reaching the community. But you know, if you're sitting there tonight and you're wondering, can God? You're making a mistake. We need you on the side of God can. We need you on the side praying for us. Amen. Praying for sinners. Praying for our community. Praying for our country. How many's glad you come this way tonight? Amen.